Late in the day, following as they rounded a bend in the road, the boy stopped and put his hand on the carriage.
"Papa,"
he whispered. The man looked up. A small figure, distant on the road, bent and shuffling. He stood leaning on the handle of the grocery cart.
"Well," he said, "who's this?"
"What should we do, Papa?"
"It could be a decoy."
"What are we going to do?"
"Let's just follow. We'll see if he turns around."
"Okay."
The traveler wasn't one for looking back. They followed him for a while, and then they overtook him. An old man, small and bent. He carried on his back an old army rucksack with a blanket roll tied across the top of it, and he tapped along with a peeled stick for a cane. When he saw them, he veered to the side of the road and turned and stood warily. He had a filthy towel tied under his jaw, as if he suffered from a toothache, and even by their new world standards, he smelled terrible.
"I don't have anything," he said. "You can look if you want."
"We're not robbers." He leaned one ear forward.
"What?"
he called. "I said, we're not robbers."
"What are you?"
They'd no way to answer the question.
He wiped his nose with the back of his wrist and stood waiting. He had no shoes at all, and his feet were wrapped in rags and cardboard, tied with green twine, and any number of layers of vile clothing showed through the tears and holes in it. Of a sudden, he seemed to wilt even further. He leaned on his cane and lowered himself into the road where he sat among the ashes with one hand over his head. He looked like a pile of rags fallen off a cart. They came forward and stood looking down at him.
"Sir," the man said.
"Sir." The boy squatted and put a hand on his shoulder.
"He's scared, Papa. The man's scared."
He looked up the road and down.
"If this is an ambush, he goes first," he said.
"He's just scared, Papa."
"Tell him we won't hurt him."
The old man shook his head from side to side, his fingers laced in his filthy hair. The boy looked up at his father.
"Maybe he thinks we're not real."
"What does he think we are?"
"I don't know."
"We can't stay here. We have to go."
"He's scared, Papa."
"I don't think you should touch him."
"Maybe we could give him something to eat."
He stood looking off down the road.
"Damn," he whispered.
He looked down at the old man. Perhaps he'd turn into a god and they to trees.
"All right," he said.